Southeast faculty is taking steps they say are intended to protect the health and well-being of the campus community. Dr. Kendra Skinner, Director of Residence Life, says the university was fortunate enough to have the Dearmont Hall available so that students can quarantine.
The different wings of the building really lend themselves very well for separating students out. And so we were actually pretty fortunate that it was offline so that we could use that facility.
This semester, students are encouraged to check messages from unknown calls as university contact tracers work to notify potential exposures.
Once the contact tracers have worked with that student to gather that information, then they'll identify the students who need to go to quarantine, and then that's when we're brought into it to identify the spaces for them.
Alan Malk, Associate Director for Business Operations, said that they want to add in another cleaning day.
So right now, the cleaning schedule for the Dearmont is Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And we're looking at, as the numbers have increased, as the campus has opened, looking at adding in another shift throughout the weekend. There's some staffing issues with that.
Staff members communicate via email with students in Dearmont so that they receive the guidance they need during the quarantine process. If having any COVID-related symptoms, students are urged to contact the campus health clinic. For the Southeast Arrow, I'm DeKayla Duckworth.